Hi, I'm Rachel Flaherman.
And I'm Maureen Flaherman.
And I'm a freshman, and Maureen is in high school, and she's coming here to visit. And we're going to tell you a very serendipitous story. Well, the story begins when I was in kindergarten. And on this special day in kindergarten, I was sitting at a kindergarten-sized table with three other kindergarten-sized children. And we were, like, building blocks maybe or coloring or something. And one of these kindergartners said to me, did you know that if you buy a ticket for $2 at the Mayfair, you can go on a trip to Hawaii? And naturally, when I went home that night, I was sitting on my mom's bed and I said, Mom, did you know Richard told me if you buy a ticket for $2, you can go to Hawaii? And she said, oh, Rachel, that's a raffle. That doesn't mean you go to Hawaii. It just means you buy a ticket to help, you know, support the school. So we can do that, but we're not going to win. We're not going to go to Hawaii. So she bought two tickets to the Mayfair raffle, and, you know, a few weeks later, the Mayfair arrived, and Maureen and I and Mom and Dad all went to the Mayfair, and at one point in the Mayfair, I was jumping in the inflatable bouncy house, and I heard the announcer say, and the grand prize winner for two tickets to Hawaii is the Flaherman family. And I kept bouncing. I thought, oh, that's awesome. You know, I always thought we were going to win, but that's really cool that we won. And I saw my dad standing outside the bounce house just, you know, supervising me, and I was kind of thinking, why isn't he going down? They just, you know, called all the winners to come down to the front. And then I kept kind of watching my dad, and then eventually someone, some adult came up and told him to go up to the front, and he was very confused, and he went up, and he said, no, like, we couldn't have possibly won. And I was thinking, you know, Dad, what are you doing? Just take the tickets and run. it turned out we did win, so we won two tickets to Hawaii and a hotel room in Waikiki.
So we went almost a year later, I believe in March of the next year.
I think it was April.
Or April. and we went to Waikiki, and so I was 4 and Rachel was 6 or 7, and our mom was pregnant with our little sister, which was very serendipitous because my parents also went to Hawaii when my mom was pregnant with Rachel. So it was really exciting for me and for Rachel, I think, because we'd never been to Hawaii before. We got to go to the beach every day, but Rachel got a really bad sunburn and had to wear this, like, Disney princess t-shirt over her swimsuit because the sun was bothering her sunburn.
I just remember that beautiful muumuu that I got. It was, like, a pink dress with ruffles and yellow flowers.
Yeah, that was so beautiful. And we got Lay's at the airport. They gave us Lay's.
Yeah, and then, I guess, that's basically the story. Oh, there's the part about how the mayor of San Francisco thought that the raffle was rigged. He was at the Mayfair because he did nice civic things like that, like attending Mayfairs. And he knew our dad from work because our dad worked in government. And then, I guess, did he tell dad that?
Yeah. It was like the next, like a few days later or something, my dad saw him at a work thing and told him that we won. And my dad could tell that he thought it was rigged.
Oh, yes. He was not an idealist, I guess you could say. Okay. And so that is how we found out that dreams do come true. And if you buy raffle tickets, you will more often than not win.